Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are times in our life when we feel stuffed, too tired, it's too much, trapped even. The experience of Paul and Silas today show us a Christian is never trapped. For it seems they really were. In the darkness, far from home, locked in prison, in great pain with bleeding wounds. They weren't even able to move their feet. What is the response of the Christian in such situations? As the text says, late that night, Paul and Silas were praying and singing God's praises. That's nice and pious, and immensely effective in the situation. First, others are moved by what we are doing. The other prisoners listened. And second, it opens our prisons. Suddenly there was an earthquake that shook the prison to its foundations. All the doors flew open and the chains fell from all the prisoners. Praising God liberates our hearts and the hearts of others. And in different moments, not just hearts. Praised be Jesus Christ, especially in our hard moments. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty and merciful God, that we may in truth receive a share in the resurrection of Christ your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.